Today I will be talking about hammerhead sharks. There are 9 different species of hammerhead sharks: winghead shark, scalloped bonehead, white fin hammerhead, scalloped hammerhead, scoop head, great hammerhead, bonehead, small eye hammerhead, and smooth hammerhead shark. The taxonomy of the hammerhead shark is Phylum Chordata. The family is Sphenrade, and species is Lewini. The great hammerhead is the largest of the 9 identified species of this shark. It can grow up to 20 feet, 6 meters in length, and weigh up to 1,000 pounds, although smaller sizes are more common. Unlike the brownish color of many other hammerhead shark species, its primary color on the top is olive green and dark gray-brown, and white underneath. Their pectoral fins have black tips at the underside. Their lifespan is between 25 and 35 years, but can live longer. Shark skin is a sandpaper-like surface which plays an important role in shark-efficient movements. Internally, this skin is composed by millions of tiny scales which have form of teeth and form a tough mesh of protein called collagen. They prefer to live in warm water that is found along the coastline. They can be found in tropic and subtropic waters all over the world. They tend to migrate to cooler water in the summer months. They prefer to live well below the surface of the water. Hammerhead sharks have a complex electrosensory system. It's enabled by receptors covering the head and snout area. These receptors sit in jelly sensory organs called the ampullae of Lorenzini. These tiny pores are extremely sensitive and can detect even the faintest of electrical fields, such as those generated by Earth's geomagnetic field or muscle contractions in prey. The Earth's geomagnetic field is thought to help sharks orientate themselves and navigate the world's oceans. This could explain how they are able to migrate huge distances so accurately. Hammerhead sharks can find prey that's completely buried under the sand, making them experts at hunting stingrays. The Earth's geomagnetic field is thought Hammerhead sharks have a very good sense of smell. They are able to detect 1 part per million of blood and seawater. They have eyes similar to humans. They can contract and dilate their pupils to increase visibility in dark water. Hammerhead sharks don't usually attack humans, but there has been a few incidents that have happened. They usually prey on larger fish, shrimps, squids, and stingrays, and smaller sharks. The lateral line is responsible for alerting a shark to a potential prey and predators. It's made up of a row of small pores that run all the way from the snout to the tail. Surrounding water flows through these pores, and special sensory cells sense any pressure change. The lateral line also gives a shark spatial awareness and the ability to navigate. Their own body movement creates waves that bounce off obstacles, such as reefs, enabling them to create pressure map of their surroundings. The 2 scientific resources I used are Britannica.com and NationalGeographic.com. I rate the effectiveness of hammerhead sharks a 10 because of how good they are at sensing their predators and prey by using their electrosensory system, which pretty much all sharks have, not just hammerhead sharks. I rate a 10 on ingenuity because of how smart they are. I also rate a 10 on aesthetics because they are nice and don't really attack people unless they are provoked, which they shouldn't really be. And that is all.